Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. I takes no shits from nobodies. I freaking deliver hell. That's what I do. That's pretty much what I do, is I deliver hell. And kick the rant music. Yep. So, today, on the news is some street artist by the name of Banksy. Basically, I think I discussed Banksy in the last podcast. And, like, motherfuckers like him really piss me off. Who gives a living fuck about what you paint? I don't. And then what's worse is you force people to have to deal with your shit by graffitiing up other people's property. Well, what happened was Banksy decided to post his shit in East New York, which is a very rough neighborhood in Brooklyn. Apparently, some enterprising black men decided to cover up Banksy's art and start charging people $20 to look at it. So they had like a little curtain, and they were charging people $20. They would open the curtain, and they were intimidating. I mean, I wish I could get the audio, but it was fucking hilarious. But still, you got people profiting off of his stuff, because there's so many fucking bougie hipsters that think, oh my goodness, if I go to, you know, take the pilgrimage to East New York to look at Banksy's work, I'm very aware, I'm very enlightened. And that's what pisses me off about these fucking artists. They're not really artists. What they paint is just some, it's basically they're masturbating using oil or water-based paints. I don't know, I'm just saying. But you know, and again, I mean, like, I just had someone tag on my fucking door. You know, it's just graffitiists are just a bunch of disrespectful scumbags. Which is why I hope if you catch someone tagging up on your property, you should be allowed to bash their fucking head in. because they're ruining your property because they want to be self-serving douchebags thinking that their fucking little bubble art is fucking more is so important that it needs to be shoved in your face. Like, if Banksy was so good, why don't you just fucking paint it on a fucking canvas or fucking get permission to fucking put it on somebody's wall? Hell, why don't you buy yourself fucking ad space, put your shit up there for the month? Why not? Why you gotta be such a fucking asshole that you're not even attacking the man? I barely know. He probably already has done this. But it's not like he was tagging up a fucking police station or government building. He's tagging up private property. And they're the ones that have to spend money to clean it up. You're not hurting the system, man. You're not being an anarchist, man. No, you're being a fucking inconsiderate faggot. You know, just because I'm Banksy. And, I mean, you're just another fucking punk fucking private citizen shit up. You know, what is the fucking point in doing that? Here, this is, in fact, let me read this article from the New York Post. I think it's fucking brilliant. Fucking, I hope they start robbing these assholes that go see his work. You know. Like, if you're so good, put it on a fucking canvas, have a fucking art gallery, rent an art gallery, and charge people to go look at your shit. Anyways, here's the article from the New York Post. Jerks charged to see Banksy piece. Why they jerks? I don't know why they jerks. A couple of savvy Brooklyn street entrepreneurs have started charging $20 a pop to take pictures of a new Banksy art piece, a stenciled beaver. The amateur curators used cardboard to shield a well-known British graffiti artist's piece in their East New York neighborhood and will remove it only for a price. I'm trying to get some bread, a man said in the video. Post on YouTube Thursday. This is my neighborhood. If you want to take a picture, it's going to cost something. Later in the day, a man who called himself a Banksy fan stopped by with a hammer and a chisel and attempted to remove the art from the wall, according to the website Animal New York. The street artist is currently doing a month-long residency in New York, where he's putting up his work on various public walls around town. No, various public property. And then you have this fucking faggot fan. Rated PG-13 for extreme faggotry. Anyways, this Banksy faggot fan with a hammer and a chisel to fucking chip away at somebody else, at someone's wall, just further damaging someone else's property. Proper cop? What's a proper cop? So anyways, fucking messed up. If you ever guys get a chance, check out Worst Dog. She's you know, Banksy's artwork was being guarded by four men early Friday morning. So they have they actually have the video. You know, it's just that just really just burns my ass. Like, who the fuck do they think they are? Anyways, big shout out to Casey, Christy, Afro, Hermaphrodite. You know, she has a penis. One for your mouth and one for your ear. So, let me lower this shit here. There we go. What's next? Ah, yeah. well, let me get into this. Because, I mean, this is another thing that's been pissing me off. And you know what? I hope every single solitary one of these faggots, these assholes, fucking get the book thrown at them. Salud. Oh, shit, post. So, what else we got going on here? Let me get this article. I forgot to do 10-11 affirmations, didn't I? Shit snacks. I'll post that later. So, what else? I'm getting to the article. You know what? Let me, boom. Alrighty. Change the music around. Make it nice. I'm also doing daily affirmations, so check out the blog for that. Older posts. Let's see. Again, like I did a post shit blacks prepare for, you know, blowback. And for those of you, blowback is when you pull some dumb shit and something happens back out of retaliation. With the recent news of the road rage Hollywood stunt biker gang versus the SUV driver Alexian Lean in New York City. Oops. And yeah, I'm reading this from the site, and those of you that are listening, yeah. With the recent news of the road rage Hollywood stunts biker gang versus SUV driver Alexi Lean in New York City last week, we are starting to see many people on the internet not showing any compassion for the biker Edwin Mises Jr., who might not be able to walk anymore due to his involvement in the terrorizing of Alexi Lean and his family. According to an online poll, as of Saturday, October 5th, 2013, at 10 p.m., that was last week, 89% of people who took the poll said Alexi Lean shouldn't be charged, he was being threatened. Dozens of bikers rode alongside a black Range Rover on Manhattan's West Side Highway two weekends ago, until a biker slowed down and vehicles bumped. Police said video captured at the scene shows the SUV surrounded by helmeted riders. Well, at least they were wearing their helmets. You wouldn't want none of these sons of bitches cracking their skull. God forbid these asshats pulling some dumb shit on the fucking road get immediate karma, and, you know, my tax dollars have to pay to shovel their stupid carcasses off the road. I mean, everyone's probably already heard of this video already. Like, a bunch of fucking biker gangs thinking they're so goddamn tough, fucking, you know, cutting off cars on the fucking West Side Highway. You know, some dude, he's with his kid... his 2-year-old kid and his wife, you know, young couple in their early 30s. I mean, what the fuck do you expect the guy to do? I don't feel bad. I do not feel bad for the guy that's still in a coma. It's like, and then his wife is like, oh, well, you know, my husband has kid. You know what? He should have fucking thought of that. Why the fuck, if someone gets hurt, oh, he had kids. He should have been thinking about his kids before he started pulling some dumb shit. I'm sorry. It's the same fucking argument I hear is like, oh, you shouldn't talk like that. My kid. You know what? You live in New York City. I don't give a shit what your kid hears. It's up to you to be a fucking parent. It was up to this guy to be a fucking parent. And, oh, I got kids. Fucking keep riding. Mind your business, nigga. Mind your business. And he's a Latino like me. He's Puerto Rican. And I'm saying, good for his dumb ass. Good for him. Honestly, I hope he fucking passes away so his wife has to fucking struggle and her kids get taken away. Just because he wants to be a jackass. Now, his kids are gonna grow up to be fucking thugs. Fucking thug-ass demons. And, you know what? Fine. Fine. You know what's gonna happen? They're gonna move to Florida, and then some poor schmuck is gonna have to shoot them dead. Like father, like sons, you know? Idiots. Like, idiot, you know, idiot, I think, is fucking inherited. I think idiot is genetic. Anyways, back to my article. Lean's wife, Rosalind Ng, had said that her family sympathies go out to Moises. I would have been like, you know what? Fuck them. Because of his stupid ass, my husband got damn near beaten to death. Because they wanted to be thugs. I mean, he just lightly tapped the motorcyclist that cut him off and stopped short. You can see that in the video. The motorcyclist was totally at fault. But, oh my goodness, you know, I'm a black man. You can't do shit. Oh, I was my ancestors were slaves 100 years ago. Oh, Asian man, do you have anything to do with black slavery in America? No? No, wait. Like 1,000 years ago? You know, your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was flying through the trees with a fucking sword, you know, and shit with, you know, doing Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon type apparati. Oh, okay, yeah. You owe nothing to black people? Oh, okay. Yeah, but we should continue to kiss their ass. We should continue to kiss black people ass because, oh, they were slaves a couple hundred years ago. So they could bully people on the road. They could bully people in the street. They could just be straight bullies. But we got to deal with it because they were slaves a couple hundred years ago. When's that fucking shit gonna... When's that fear of, oh shit, I don't want to be a racist. When are people gonna be like, you know what? I don't owe nothing to these motherfuckers. I don't deserve to be treated like shit. You know, and that ain't racism. It's like, yo, if one group of people are acting ghetto, and again, there were Latinos in the group. One of the guys that got hurt the most is a Latino. I do not feel not one fucking shred of fucking compassion for that dumb shit. And he's a piece of shit. And I really hope he doesn't fucking survive. Why the fuck should he survive? You know, you want to stand in the way, you want to help block somebody from getting away? Shit. They're lucky he didn't have a gun. He probably would have scored a couple hits. He probably would have shot that dude in the black dude in the face, breaking the window out. And then one of them turns out to be a fucking New York City detective? Helping freaking curb stomp somebody? I mean, I know some of you are saying, well, ooh, the cops beating people? That's nothing new. I mean, I think it's funny that they immediately they fired his ass. So he doesn't even have a union rep. That's fucking hilarious to me. But, I mean, it's like, when is this ghetto behavior gonna end? When is it, you know, and just, you know what? Being cool... You know, just be cool to each other. Why can't no one be just, like, just be fucking chill? It's like, yo, there's really no need for this. There's really no need to fucking be a thug. I mean, they want to be treated better, but they don't want to be better. They want something for nothing. Something for fucking, most of them are a bunch of welfare babies anyway, so hey, they do get something. They get something for nothing. Whereas I gotta bust my ass for every fucking penny I get, and I still gotta give it up to the fucking Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam says, "Oh, you work? Oh, then you obviously are taking advantage of the." North Korea, South Korea, having an anchor baby over here, or Nanook from the North. They're coming to America illegally. But you bust your ass in this country, you fucking try to do right for yourself, not hurt anybody. And you're still a fuck. You're treated like you're the fucking piece of fucking shit. You're treated like a bastard. Christy says I'm her anchor baby. I'm Puerto Rican. I can't be an anchor baby. I'm an American. I'm already an American. Ha ha. Ha ha. That must suck. Yeah, it sucks for me because I pay taxes like a jackass. I mean, let me just finish this article. Finish this here. WebPro News writes that the incident took place during the Unauthorized Hollywood Stunts rally. Police Commissioner Ray Kelly described the event was supposed to take place in Times Square on Sunday. However, the bikes were not granted permit to keep it due to other altercation in past years. They drove down Broadway with over 1,000 motorcycles, dirt bikes, quads. So there was no intention to do that again this year. But because of police checkpoints and enforcement in the outer boroughs, they weren't able to make it, Kelly says. The Epoch Times also reported at a press conference held at Marijuana Cafe in Inwood, October 3rd, State Senator Adriano Espaillat released footage shot by a diner at the cafe on September 30th. The footage shows members of Hollywood Stunts gathered outside a gas station, riding on sidewalks and parked on the pavement with exhaust fumes and engine noise filling the air. They run lights, they go on the sidewalks, they come up the opposite side of the street, they block traffic, stop traffic, they block the entire highway. Espaillat said members of the gang also committed acts of violence while in Inwood, Espaillat said, including attacking a car. Dispatchers for 911 received more than 200 calls about the biker gang across the city that day on Sunday when they attacked the SUV. Like before they attacked the SUV. The question is now, has the fear of being labeled a racist for every little thing gone away? Has it now begun that people are tired of blacks acting like bullies and are now defending themselves? As evidenced by the Trayvon Martin verdict, the fact that it was an Asian who, it will be safe to say, is not a descendant of white southern plantation slave owners. What revenge story can the black community concoct for this? Where the fuck is Al Sharpton? Al Sharpton's been keeping his fucking mouth shut. I really don't listen to Al Sharpton's radio shows. Like, it's all bullshit, so I would really like to know what his star sign is. Where? Excuse the fuck out of me. Is this the beginning of people fighting back? And will this force a real discussion on race relations in this country? And stop allowing ghetto ratchetness to control no matter the skin and color? I, for one, hope so. And I gotta find a new link to the video because it got taken down due to copyright claim because the guy that shot it doesn't want the video out there. Too late. The cops already have a shithead. Good job, shit dick. We're gonna control. We're gonna make sure this is a fucking race issue, and you know, by taking down the videos so that way no one can see the stupid shit we were doing. It's just, excuse the fuck out of me. Let me just, oh, damn. Here we go. And let me get into this fucking ratchet behavior. And you know, I'm going to take a page out of the time I saw the Myers book. I'm really getting tired of seeing my Latinas dyeing their hair blonde. And not just dyeing their hair blonde, they're dressing like ghetto fabulous ratchets. You know, getting the tattoos on their fucking neck, getting the fucking tattoos on their fucking faces. Like ghetto black women. And they start acting like ghetto black women. And to me, that is such a fucking turnoff to me. It's such a fucking turnoff when I hear a woman talk like a man. Start cussing, start acting like a man, trying to think she's tough like a man. Like, that is such a fucking turnoff. Like, a bitch that's always ready to fucking fight is a fucking turnoff to me. Like, honey, hang back. Just be a fucking lady. Just be a fucking lady. Ew. Like, they wanna go around, you know, painting their hair blonde, freaking putting on hair extensions, fucking acting ghetto, acting, you know, belligerent, acting violent. And then they wonder why. Oh, why you punch me in the face? Oh, shit, bitch, you wanna fucking try to stab me? Fucking bitches learn how to fucking behave, and I'm just, you know, fucking have some class. And I'm tired of my Latinas freaking acting like ghetto black chicks. In fact, for that matter, I'm tired of freaking Latino men acting like ghetto niggas. Like, I'm tired of that shit. I'm tired of them following their fucking trends. I'm tired of them freaking acting like them. I am just, what the fuck? We're supposed to be better. It's like, you talk, and then I'm the first one that you talk like a white guy. You mean I talk like I got some goddamn sense? I talk like I have ghetto fab. Yeah, they want to be all ghetto fab. I'm so tired of the whole ghetto mentality. I'm tired of this whole fucking hip-hop culture. Yeah, well, especially nowadays where you got these fucking boys wearing skinny jeans, showing off their crack of their ass. Oh, I'm cool. I got my ass hanging out of my pants. Bunch of little fucking schmucks. I'm like, you know what? I remember one time I was hanging out with my boys. We're all children of the 90s. We got baggy pants. But we wear them over our asses. Wearing belts. Back at, you know, like that. Little boy starts fucking trying to pop off with some shit. What ended up happening? Gets into a fight, my boy grabs the kid's pants by the crotch, lifts it up, smacks his fucking face on the pavement. winner. You wanna be a dumb? You wanna be a dumb fuck? Freaking eat cement, biatch. And freaking, we got these little boys acting like complete bitches too. They argue like bitches. They act like bitches. So we got the women, black, Latina, even freaking ghetto white chicks, freaking acting like fucking ghetto men. We got all these like ghetto little boys acting like little girls with the tight fucking pants. I mean, and honestly, I'm personally offended by these fucking I guess they're called AG lesbians. In fact, hold on, let me Google that term. I don't know what the fuck an AG lesbian is. I mean, no AGs. Oh, aggressive lesbian. Ah, that's what it means. It is one of these bitches that, according to Urban Dictionary. Like a butch lesbian. Like, this is an aggressive lesbian who tends to dress like a gangster. Urban hip hop look. Man in the pursuit of getting more women. I'm an AG lesbian looking for a femme. An aggressive lesbian. Like, I really just love that shit. I'm being fucking sarcastic, but like yesterday, which is gonna bring me to a topic. But I just had to tell off another fucking another fucking butch lesbian, because the shit is, if you're gonna act like a man, you do not get the same fucking consideration. You don't get the considerations you would get being a female. It's either or. Just because you want to put on men's clothes, just because you want to cut your hair short, put some bass in your voice that God didn't give you because you're a girl and you should just fucking deal with the fact that you were born a girl. But like, really, it's like that's how a man acts, because they don't even act like a gentleman. They don't even they're not even nice about it. They're like, oh, I'm a fucking roughneck, I'm gonna fight, oh. Like, and then when they get their jaw tested, oh, you hit a girl. Really? You were acting like a boy a fucking 10 seconds ago. So anyways, at the fucking barbershop, aside from other shit. God damn it, I'm pissed. So at the barbershop, I've already waited a fucking hour to get my hair cut, cause you know he was cutting two heads. This thing walks into the fucking barbershop, and the barber says, oh, hold on, let me get her first. I'm like, fuck no. I was here first. She could wait. You had me sitting here an hour, and I sat here freaking patiently because two people were ahead of me. I showed respect. I showed fucking respect and waited my turn. She wants to act like a man, then she shows respect and waits her fucking turn. Of course, he didn't fucking listen to me. He still took her anyways. But, you know, she started popping off. I'm like, sweetie. Like, fuck, you're gonna talk to me like that. You might think you're a man, but you're not a real man. What nigga? I'm like, no. The nigga is your mother. The nigga's your fucking father, who obviously wasn't in your life. Didn't fucking put a pop knot on your fucking ass. Then went just to discourage you from acting like a complete cunt like you're acting right now. And sweetie, remember, you are a cunt. You're gonna act like that, start talking like a man, acting like a man, thinking you're a man because what? You got a strap on underneath those baggy pants that you bought from Oshkosh Bagosh? What the fuck? You might think you're a man, but you don't have man strength. You're not born with any fucking testosterone. He still took her, so I just said, fuck. I said, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck all of y'all. And I left. And I'm never going back to that fucking place again. Fucking. Like, why put up with that bullshit? It's like this whole fucking society has its head so far up its goddamn ass. That just made me laugh. Has his head so far up its fucking ass. Got these fucking girls acting like boys, boys acting like girls. And look, I know it's not all of them, but it is a good majority. You know. So this brings me to my next subject. So afterwards, I try to go to my number two guy. And the only reason why he's my number two guy is because he's been getting killed with so many taxes, he just doesn't want to work. He doesn't want to work. He doesn't want to have to, you know, he's paying electricity, which he gets taxed on. He's paying for the razors that he's getting taxed on. He's paying for all the other barbering supplies that he's paid tax on. And then at the end of the year, they want to slap him with fucking income tax. So instead of freaking forking over a lot of money, he just decides, fuck it. So he only works like 3 days a week. And when he is working, he's so fucking packed because he's really that damn good. Oh, really? Justin C. says, I got a tranny running for mayor in my town. Got money behind Shim. Will probably win. No, really? He'll win? Like, you know, like, fine. I don't want to talk about how, you know, people should, you know, live their lives. But, you know, honestly, it's a fucking sexual preference. And why the fuck are you pushing your fucking sexual preference in my face? Shoving that shit in my face. Like, why I gotta put up with that shit? And maybe that's why these gay people are getting their asses kicked in New York City again. Because they're fucking not respecting, they're overstepping bounds. And you know what? There's still a lot of people that are not comfortable with that fuckery. They're not. Don't get me wrong, I'm not gonna be joining the Westboro Baptist Church and start fucking protesting. But all I'm saying, yo, gays, can you fucking respect? Why in the fuck can't you respect? Why? Like, especially these fucking butch lesbians that think, oh, I'm gonna fucking put on a dildo and that makes me a man. Like, they didn't even have it. I mean, the thing is, guys growing up, when we start with that type of fuckery, what happens? Either your father or another dude knocks that shit out of you. You learn, there's going to be someone bigger that's not going to like what I say or do. I might as well be careful. I should be careful what I say or learn how to fight. No, but women, girls, don't have to worry about that. They don't have to worry about some dude testing their jaw because they want to overstep their bounds. We as men just have to just fucking put up with that bullshit. It's just... That fuck mentality. You know, if gay women, lesbians, were more like the bitches in porn, and I'm talking about the pretty ones, so yeah, I wouldn't have a problem. I just wish this world would just remember the fucking gender roles and stop. I mean, I really do believe it is a feminist agenda. It's just... Let me read this shit. Freaking Bramford Eagle. I don't know what the fuck Bramford is. Town clerk Maureen Kelly, who is seeking fifth term in office, submitted her petitions this week to appear on the November ballot. She was not endorsed this year by the DTC and initially sought to mount a primary fight between herself and Pam Knapp, a businesswoman and the DTC endorsed candidate. She later changed her mind about competing in September primary and went for the November general election instead. Running as a so-called petitioning candidate, she is not affiliated with any party. She said in an earlier interview, blah 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 blah. I really just couldn't care less. Let's get to the fucking meat and... Oh, that's a dude. Okay, yeah. A supermodel plans run for first selectman. What the fuck? With a few soft-spoken words, the first selectman in Bramford is off and running far in advance for a November election. I'm a candidate for first selectman, said Jancy Wyatt's pictured as participants introduced him. Like, really... This person has a dude face. Who the fuck is it trying to fucking fool? Oh, I want to be transgendered and be a woman. You know what, dude? Like, cut off your dick if you want. But you're not gonna get a straight guy. Cause if you're a real straight guy, you are not going to find the transsexual attractive. You're not. You're just not. And if you're like, oh, tons of straight guys like me. Well, if they like the fact that you got a dick, I have a bad news for you. They are not straight. I don't give a fuck how people try to spin it. The moment you get a dick stuck in you or you put a dick in your mouth, you're gay. I don't care if the chick has comes with fucking factory installed spoilers and plastic all over to, you know, give the silhouette of a woman. He will always... with that's it. That's all you do. You're just a dude that mutilates.
That's the end of my show, Donk.